We're visiting with Osage City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dennis Ford on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, first off, your basketball team off to a 6-0 start. You have to be pretty pleased with what you've seen. What is it that stands out about your team's play through the first six games?
We played well. We've been very unselfish. We've shared the basketball, which is good. Our guards are really getting at it, after it on the defensive end of the floor. You know, we're doing a lot of positive things. Sometimes I feel like our post are almost too unselfish. Sometimes I feel like they've got drop step layup and they don't take it. They end up kicking out and those types of things. But you can never fault a team for being unselfish. But overall, we're just playing good basketball. This group of kids understands what we're working to try to do on offense. You know, we try to play inside out, and our guards will feed our post, and our post will shoot if they got it, kick it out if they don't, and then the guards will knock it down. But you know, overall, they've got a good understanding of what we're trying to accomplish, which is nice.
Being 6-0, is that kind of where you felt like this team could be going into the post Christmas break?
You always want to dream that that's what you can do. You know, you still got to go and play. We played in the Central Heights tournament, and we played some decent teams there. We played Santa Fe Trail in the semifinal game, and then we played Olathe Heritage in the championship game. And I was honestly really, really, really happy with that. You know, we ended up winning that game by, I don't remember now, 20 points or so, and played pretty well. And then the Council Grove game, that's a game that could have went either way. I felt like coming into that game that the Council Grove was going to be one of the top three teams in our league maybe. And, you know, I felt like we didn't play very well against Council Grove. We missed a ton of layups. Oh my goodness. I'm not talking contested layups. I'm talking drop step layups or open court layups. And that made a big difference on the outcome of the game. But overall, we didn't play our best basketball, but we still figured out a way to win. So that's always encouraging. You always want to be 6-0, but you always have that reservation when you're a coach. I mean, you don't want to assume you're going to just win a game. Every game you got to come in with the approach that you got to play your best.
We're visiting with Osage City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dennis Ford on the Area Coach's Corner, and you have Chase County tomorrow night, then Linden on Friday. Four games before Flint Hills League play gets underway, the tournament play gets underway. These next four games, is there a next step you'd like to see your guys take?
Well, just overall trying to improve. One of our biggest weaknesses has been defensive rebounding. You know, we're not an extremely tall team. Our guards are, all of them are under 5'10". One of our posts is about 6'1", and our tallest kid is about 6'3", and he's our tallest. We don't have anybody else taller than him on our whole team. And, you know, our size is good and bad. You know, we want to believe we're a little bit quicker than other teams, but what catches us off guard is our rebounding. And it's been stressed quite a bit here in the last over Christmas break, and we've got to get better at it. We have to improve on our rebounding. What's irritating is we'll play really, really, really good defense. You know, we'll force a tough shot, and then we quit, and we don't finish the defensive possession by blocking out and rebounding. It's, you do all that hard work on the defensive end of the floor, and then you skip the very last step, which is block out and rebound. And, you know, we've got to get better at that. We've got to start rewarding ourselves on how hard and how good we're playing defense by corralling the defensive rebound.
Coach Ford, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on an outstanding start to the season, 6-0. Good luck these next 2 weeks, and we look forward to visiting with you again in 2 weeks.
All right, thanks, Greg.
That's Osage City Head Boys Basketball Coach Dennis Ford on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Auburn Pharmacy, Osage City Parks and Recreation, and by Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.